Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. But an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Get up and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road." So he got up and went, and there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure, and he had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning and sitting in his chariot, and was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go up and join this chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "Well, how could I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of scripture which he was reading was this: "He was led as a sheep to slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In humiliation his judgment was taken away. Who will relate his generation? For his life is removed from the earth." The eunuch answered Philip and said, "Please tell me, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, he preached Jesus to him. As they went along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, water! What prevents me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he ordered the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch no longer saw him, but went on his way rejoicing.
You've probably heard the old saying, "A picture is worth a thousand words." Pictures communicate in ways that words cannot, and they're often helpful in reinforcing a message. Baptism is like that. It's a powerful image of the salvation experience. When those of us who are believers enter the waters of baptism, we are proclaiming the gospel message that Jesus died for our sins, was buried, and lives again. Plunging beneath the surface draws the picture of our old self being buried with him. Being raised up out of the water expresses our new life in Christ and our union with him. Just as our Heavenly Father physically raised Jesus from the dead and gave him life, he's done the same for us spiritually. In addition, baptism is a public declaration of both our faith in Jesus and our confidence about our own future resurrection. After appearing to many on earth, Jesus ascended into heaven to take his rightful place at his Father's side. Someday, we too will receive a resurrection body and will live forever with him. Baptism is a reminder of what the Savior has done for us. It points to the truth that there is life beyond the grave. Everlasting existence in the presence of the Lord awaits everyone who has chosen to trust in Christ. Have you publicly identified yourself with Jesus through the act of baptism?